This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Jacob Fenston. Administrators of Missouri universities and social services programs may soon learn whether their budgets will be cut for the upcoming year. Governor Jay Nixon plans to announce today whether he's making any reductions to the state's budget, and if so, which programs will be targeted. Nixon has already signed bills funding public schools and the departments of health and mental health without announcing any major funding cuts. But questions remain about the rest of the state's $24 billion operating budget because of concerns that some expenses may exceed what lawmakers appropriate. It's also unclear whether the Missouri Lottery can generate as much money as state officials have projected. Missouri's 2013 fiscal year begins in just over 1 week. The Columbia Police Department is moving toward more transparency in dealing with internal complaints within the department. Earlier this month, police voluntarily released a list of internal complaints against officers for the past year, the first time they've done so. KBIA's Lucas Udston takes a deeper look into the complaint process.
The Columbia Police Department has about 165 sworn officers. Last year, the Columbia Police Department investigated 28 internally generated complaints against sworn personnel. A little more than 70% of these were found sustained, meaning that there was enough evidence to prove the complaint. Spokesperson Stephanie Durin with the Columbia Police Department explains.
Most of the stuff that officers are being disciplined for within the department is minor stuff. It can be something as simple as you were on the late report list too many times, you had a traffic accident on patrol.
Lieutenant Shelley Jones is the internal affairs commander. All complaints come through her office. Last year, she says there were 2 excessive use of force complaints, with a force being used against a civilian. These complaints begin when a supervisor reviews a report and decides to take action.
They in turn instigate a internal investigation. And Internal Affairs investigates most uses of force, so we would have conducted those investigations.
The internal complaint records are personnel files, so more information is not available to the public. Officer Druin says most of the complaints that make it into the system are generated by supervisors and not police officers. She says officers who want to file a complaint generally first communicate with their supervisor.
Most of the officer-to-officer complaints, officers work it out between themselves or a sergeant helps them work it out, and it never makes it to the formal process.
Druin says the police department is not alone. She says, as per Columbia City policy, every other city department has an internal complaint system. Lucas Edston, KBIA News.
St. Louis businessman John Bruner has won the endorsement of the Missouri Pork Association in the Republican U.S. Senate primary. The association said yesterday's announcement marks the first time it's ever endorsed a candidate in a contested primary, citing Bruner's background in business as one reason for the endorsement. The announcement comes as Republican rival Sarah Steelman has questioned Bruner's commitment to agriculture by highlighting a donation from a Bruner family foundation to a charity that Steelman's campaign describes as, quote, a radical animal rights group. Bruner said the donation was made by one of his children and that he does not support the group. Congressman Todd Akin also is seeking the Republican nomination to challenge Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. The U.S. Senate passed a new $500 billion farm bill yesterday, funding programs from farm subsidies to food stamps for the next 5 years. Both of Missouri's senators voted yes on the bipartisan bill. Republican Senator Roy Blunt applauded the bill's passage, saying it would help reduce the federal deficit while still supporting Missouri's number one industry.
This bill cuts $23 billion in spending that would occur under the current farm bill, and that's a lot of money even in Washington, D.C., at a time we ought to be looking for places to cut spending.
The Senate bill would eliminate a $5 billion a year program providing direct subsidy payments to farmers. Instead, it would shift federal farm subsidies towards supporting crop insurance. Missouri's Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill also voted in favor of the bill. She was the only Democrat to vote for a failed amendment earlier this week that would have made food stamp eligibility requirements more rigorous.
The food stamp program needs to be a temporary program. It needs to be robust, but it also needs to be very carefully drawn so that it is impacting the truly needy and not people who are just looking for a cushion.
The House is expected to take up its version of the bill in coming weeks. That bill could include deeper cuts to food stamps. A Halt Summit-based ministry is about to make its debut on Dish Network television. Columbia Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba spoke to the ministers involved.
Yahweh's Restoration Ministry already has a broad reach. They do live webcasts of their services, and they have online archives of their show as it once appeared on public access cable. But reaching into Dish Network television is new for them, and rare for a church in mid-Missouri. Minister Alan Mansegger says they'll be spending more than $200,000 to do the show for 1 year.
People are, in many ways, attuned to TV and to the Internet more than it used to be with, say, publication outreach. So you got to go where the audience is.
But what message are they trying to spread? Yahweh's Restoration Ministry defines itself as messianic. Basically, they follow the traditions of the biblical Old Testament, such as food laws and feast days, and they worship on Saturdays. They refer to God as Yahweh, citing the Dead Sea Scrolls and other old religious texts. But as Minister Randy Foliard emphasizes, they also believe in the Savior, or Messiah, of the New Testament.
We, like many, believe that the Messiah came and died for our sins, and that only through him can we and do we receive salvation and redemption from those sins.
The show, Discover the Truth, will feature lessons on the Bible. Eventually, they may add other formats, such as questions and answers. Discover the Truth begins airing on Wednesday, June 27th on a satellite channel. Find more information online at discoverthetruth.tv. Kelly Catraba, Columbia Faith and Values.
And I'm Jacob Fenston for KBIA News.